This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The Justice Department's Inspector General has been testifying to Congress that the FBI made mistakes while investigating ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. But as AP Sagar Meghani reports, Michael Horowitz said he did not find evidence of political bias.
Michael Horowitz says there were basic and fundamental errors on applications to get and then renew warrants to eavesdrop on a former Trump campaign aide.
By three separate handpicked investigative teams on one of the most sensitive FBI investigations, after the matter had been briefed to the highest levels within the FBI.
During a deeply partisan Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, Chairman Lindsey Graham seized on the errors, saying the system failed.
People at the highest level of our government took the law in their own hands.
While top Democrat Dianne Feinstein highlighted Horowitz's finding that the probe itself was not politically motivated, as President Trump has long claimed.
It's time to move on from the false claims a political bias.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Committee will consider two articles of impeachment against President Trump in just a few hours, initiating a quick schedule that by next week could make him only the third American leader in history to be impeached. On Tuesday, Democratic leaders offered two accusations against the president: abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. After debate Wednesday night, the Judiciary Committee could vote as soon as Thursday to advance the impeachment allegations to the full House for a simple majority vote. A vote to impeach the president could come before the Christmas recess. Trump has repeatedly mocked and rejected the proceedings, calling them a hoax and a witch hunt. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nobel Peace Prize laureate Aung San Suu Kyi spoke out against allegations of genocide brought by Gambia in a UN court on Wednesday. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Since the Burmese military campaign was launched in 2017, the Rohingya testimonies of rape, murder and torture have been overwhelming. But on Wednesday, Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi rejected accusations of genocide in a case brought by Gambia at the UN's International Court of Justice.
Yet it is of the utmost importance that the court assess the situation obtaining on the ground in Rakhine dispassionately and accurately.
More than 730,000 Rohingya fled Myanmar to Bangladesh amid the military crackdown. United Nations investigators have said 10,000 people may have been killed. Suu Kyi argued that it was up to Myanmar to punish isolated cases of wrongdoing.
That's David Doyle of Reuters. Time magazine has selected teen climate activist Greta Thunberg as its Person of the Year. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Teenager, climate activist, and now Time magazine's Person of the Year. Greta Thunberg, the 16-year-old Swede who inspired millions to take action. She launched a grassroots campaign at just 15, skipping school every Friday to demonstrate outside Swedish Parliament in a bid to persuade the government to meet its ambitious carbon emission goals. Since then, she has successfully ruffled many a feather with her uncompromising stance. In the 16 months since her protest began, Thunberg has addressed heads of state, met with the Pope, and inspired 4 million people to join the global climate strike.
Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. The Screen Actors Guild Award nominations have been announced. We get the details from AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Parasite is only the second foreign language film to be nominated for the top SAG award, the CAST award, aside from Life is Beautiful in 1997. The Irishman scored a nomination in that category, as well as individual nominations for Al Pacino and Joe Pesci. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood got a CAST performance nomination, plus ones for Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. The other CAST nominees are for Jojo Rabbit and Bombshell. Scarlett Johansson got two individual nominations. Among the TV nominees are The Crown, Game of Thrones, The Handmaid's Tale, Barry, and Fleabag. The SAG Awards are January 19th in Los Angeles. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
The U.S. Federal Reserve held interest rates steady and signaled that borrowing costs are likely to remain unchanged indefinitely on Wednesday. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said the U.S. economic outlook looks favorable despite what he called global risks and ongoing developments. The central bank's decision left the benchmark overnight lending rate between 1.5 and 1.75%. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.